As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
That's right. The time-honored tradition is back. This is the Midday Show on The Score. Marshall Harris, Layla Rahimi, and you, as you join us for Who's Your Guy, you can give us a call at 312-644-6767. We will do this week thanks to the first and second rounds of the NFL draft. And happy birthday to Rick Camp, by the way. Today is his birthday.
Happy birthday.
Should we do an impromptu Rick Camp drop since it's Who's Your Guy Day? Robbie, are you into it?
I think Robbie's
yeah, trying to dial up
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, everybody's back here trying to call and get their guy in. Speaking of, next up, we have Jack. Jack, tell us, who's your guy?
I see a little Harrison Smith in my guy, Hunter Waller, safety, Wisconsin.
All right, Hunter Waller, standing at 6'2", weighing 213 pounds. He's a 4-year player, and he's 22.28 years old.
We're so extra with the age.
Well, we have to be.
22. No, this is news. Since they have the interactive version of the Beast, we can do that now.
We need to know what the guy's strengths are.
I'll tell you, I went to a place this morning that people were talking about for pancakes. Sounds like an odd thing to do in Tokyo.
Never a bad time to have pancakes, even if you are in Japan.
No, Japanese pancakes are awesome.
Yes. Back to Hunter. Good-sized athlete with motor and edge that stands out to scouts. Outstanding run diagnose skills and quickly puts himself on the right path. Gears down smoothly to easily redirect pursuit. Posted top 3 cone time at the combine. Plays physical through contact in the box. Matches up well with tight ends and backs in man-to-man. Crowds airspace well, but was flagged for only 2 pass interference penalties over 25 college starts. NFL scouts describe him as a coach's dream because of his belief in the program and hatred for losing.
Yeah.
Experience on special teams coverages. Also averaged 9 yards per return as a backup punt returner. His 120 tackles in 2023, most by a Wisconsin defensive back since 1991.
Solid.
Let's go to the weaknesses.
Just when I think you've said the stupidest thing ever, you keep talking.
Is he the king of the hill? You tell me. Speed is solid, but doesn't jump out as a differentiating trait. Middling twitch in open field and will stumble in his click and close. Often finds himself in and out of phase and needs to stay in the hip pocket. Questionable deep third range when attempting to play the sideline. No interceptions on 2024 tape. Short arms, which will leave him stuck on blocks near the line. Broken left fibula suffered in 2022 season opener. That was his first career start. And missed the next 7 games. Knocked out of Oregon game November 2024 and missed the following game. In summary, a 2-year starter at Wisconsin, Waller lined up at strong safety and defensive coordinator Mike Tressel's 2-4-5 base scheme. He led the Badgers in tackles each of his 2 seasons as a starter, and the defense looked completely different in the 1 game he missed in 2024. Despite his short arms, Woller is automatic as a tackler with his ability to work down, wrap, and finish one-on-one. He averaged 8 tackles per game over the past 2 seasons. He shows some promise covering and underneath zones, but savvy route runners can get him turned around, and his recovery skills are mediocre. Overall, Woller is a one-speed athlete and will be limited as a true coverage player at the next level, but his read-react ability and competitive edge versus the run should give him NFL value. He might not be an ideal starter, but he has the tools to hang around as a quality depth piece and special teamer. Grade, 5th round.
Next up on Who's Your Guy, 312-644-6767. You can call us. We have Mark. Mark, who's your guy?
My guy is Oluwafemi Oladejo, UCLA edge rusher.
Mark Oluwafemi Oladejo from UCLA is 6'3". He weighs 261, and he is just over 21 and a half years old. To your starter at UCLA, his strengths.
He's a big man.
Oh, I like that, Bill. Girth.
I am going to lose it by the end of this week.
Girth is appreciated.
Straight out of Central Casting, with his physique and body type, how appropriate as he plays for UCLA. Plays with power in his hands to separate from blocks, uses length and forward lean to attack the chest and put blockers on their heels. Flashes developing spin and cross chop moves that got sharper with each game. Former off-ball linebacker, plays with range reaction quickness to slip blocks in the run game. Plays smart and physical as a contain player and doesn't get pushed around. Slams into pullers and creates congestion on the edges in the run game. Mug blitzer, comfortable rushing from different angles. Teammates rave about his effort and energy, and both show on tape. His weaknesses.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks! Mm.
Doesn't have deep bag of rush counter moves, can dip the corner but doesn't consistently flatten, and will be pushed past the pocket. Needs to develop more of a pass rush plan to keep blockers guessing. Too easily kneecapped. And needs to better protect himself against cut blocks. Needs to call momentum as a breakdown player to avoid missed tackles. Peel drop player in coverage, but late to react to running back routes. In summary, as a run defender, Oladejo is both physical and rangy, with the violence in his hands to shed and the closing speed to chase down the football from the backside. His pass rush is more basic than advanced right now, but he isn't shy about using speed to create power and leverage with upward strikes. Overall, Oladejo offers pass rush upside as he continues to evolve his attack and his arsenal of moves, but he has the disruptive qualities, his power and effort to see immediate NFL snaps. He has 3-down potential, allowing convincing NFL teams that he is coachable enough to reach his ceiling will be key for him throughout the draft process. The grade, 2nd to 3rd round.
Hmm, interesting.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Let's keep it going. It's Who's Your Guy? We want to know who is your guy. Next up, Eric. Eric, who's your guy?
Hey, everyone. Thanks for having me on. I got a local guy, running back from NIU Huskies, Antario Brown.
Antario Brown, 5'10", 214 pounds, coming off his senior year. He is 22.32 years of age, originally from Savannah, Georgia. So what are your strengths?
Yeah, I'm going to get after your ass.
That's a good strength. He's built low to the ground with a thick frame. Lowers pads and grinds through contact. Arm tackles won't do the job. Plenty of impressive 1 or 2 yard gains on tape. Outstanding run patience allows blocking to do the job. Sharp cutback runner with natural feel for bigger back. Strong hands on screens and swings with knack for making first man miss. Stout against blitz. Showed improvement awareness in 2024 to scan and square. Created buzz with performance and upset of Notre Dame. 225 yards from scrimmage in that one. What about the weaknesses?
Stupid.
Sometimes it bees like that. won't stand out on NFL field with athletic talent alone. Not explosive, more of a one-speed runner. Average wiggle, moves lack suddenness. Ball security must be addressed. He had 4 fumbles in 8 games in 2024. Doesn't offer much on special teams. Battled through injuries as a senior, notably a hip issue which sidelined him 5 games and most of the draft process. In summary, a 2-year starter at Northern Illinois, Brown was the lead back in former offensive coordinator Wesley Beschorner's balanced run scheme, plus occasionally lined up in the slot. He put himself on the NFL radar by rushing for nearly 1,300 yards as a junior and was on his way to eclipsing that number as a senior, including a memorable performance in the upset of Notre Dame, before injury slowed, then prematurely ended his 2024 season. Using his compact power and physicality, Brown runs with natural leverage and contact balance to work his way through the weeds. Though he has some shake, he isn't overly dynamic and must fix his fumbling issues to stay on the field at the next level. Overall, Brown doesn't have any special athletic traits, but he runs with patience and attitude and is a viable threat in the passing game. If healthy, he has enough talent to compete for an NFL roster spot. The grade? Free agent.
Free agent it is. We have time for another one on Who's Your Guy on the Score. Alex, let's go to Alex. Who's your guy?
Hey, how are you doing, everyone? My guy is going to be Jalen Walker out of Georgia.
Easy enough, Alex. Jalen Walker, he is 6'1". He weighs 243 pounds. He is a junior just over the age of 21. And he is graded high among edge rushers in the Beast. His strengths.
He's a guy that's super smart. He doesn't, in terms of the mentals.
I can't stop laughing. Long cut-up physique and fills out uniform well.
Hmm.
All of these strengths are pretty superficial.
Aesthetically pleasing.
I mean, it's do we have to do that? Twitched up and loose jointed athlete who can turn the corner. Displays promising feel for rush angles to leverage gaps. Rushes with forward lean and power in hips to uproot and drive blockers backwards. Flashes violence in hands to swipe away reach of blockers. Easy weight transfer and change of direction. Skillfully uses long levers to stack and shed blockers. Say it with me, everyone. In space!
In space!
We got to work on our flow on this team. Efficient working the edge and staying underneath run blocks. Shows off explosive closing speed as spy and when chasing backside and run game. Experienced box player with coverage snaps over slot. Blocked punt in 2022 and played on punt coverage in 2024, where he had 2 tackles. His weaknesses.
I'm just tired, man.
Aren't we all?
Undersized for regular edge work by NFL standards. Will struggle at times against bigger bodies at point of attack. Works his hands and feet in coordination, but rush creativity is still in development phase. 2 offside penalties in 2024, including a costly flag on 4th-and-1 on 2024 Notre Dame tape. Gets impatient at times, fitting up run. Below average anticipation and coverage. Needs to see things quicker on basic tight end or running routes. Played in all 43 games the past 3 seasons, but missed 2023 spring practices because of labrum surgery. That's really getting a little nitty-gritty there as far as the weaknesses. In summary, as a blitzer or wide rusher, Walker can be stonewalled at times, but his arc speed and length can be weaponized as a pass rusher. He's a tremendous space athlete and covers a ton of ground with his fluid change of direction. He plays with a range and physicality to work through the trash and make plays near the line of scrimmage, although offenses know how to occupy his eyes and get him out positioned in coverage. Yes, you laugh at trash?
The working your way through the trash.
Aren't we all? Overall, Walker doesn't have elite size for edge work, but he is at his best, using his long, sleek athleticism to explode downhill and close at the top of his rush to affect the quarterback. There is projection involved with his evaluation, but his pass rush upside and overall versatility make him one of the best talents in the class. His grade is first round.
That's a high, high, high grade. First round's good. Let's keep it going. One more. Who's your guy? Justin, you're up. Who's your guy?
Yeah, a guy I'm hoping slips into the second round here, Mecca Egbuka, wide receiver, Ohio State.
Emeka Egbuka, 6 foot one, 201 pounds. He's a senior, 22.53 years old. The strengths.
And you can just tell the high football IQ is on a totally different level than what I've seen and been a part of before.
I like Smart. Innate ball judgment skills to track, adjust, and corral non-perfect throws. Limber upper body and above average hand strength to finish grabs from difficult angles. Always had feel for commanding catch point, 16 combined interceptions as a sophomore and junior DB in high school. Football IQ and toughness are already on a pro level, according to Ohio State assistant coach Brian Hartline. Gains ground quickly versus off coverage and a magnet to coverage voids. Knows how to set up defenders and snap off stem regardless of the route. Consistently works back to football and extends to meet it, especially on crossers overs. Finds room to operate even when field shrinks. 15 of 24 career touchdown catches came in the red zone. Showed clear improvements as a blocker, asked to be puller to stone middle linebacker on super counter on 2024 Michigan State tape. Experienced as a punt returner, 5.4 yards per attempt, and a kick returner, 28.2 yards per attempt. NFL scout says he competes with perfectionist mindset and doesn't waste an ounce of his talent. Voted a 2024 team captain and veteran presence, made the Buckeyes receivers room better. Joined Marvin Harrison Jr. as the only players in school history with multiple 1,000-yard receiving seasons. And then there are the weaknesses.
He likes to make lotion references.
Yeah. I don't know why, but that's what he does.
Nobody likes to be ashy out here. Solid size, strength, and speed, but not exceptional in any of those areas. Physical press can slow him early in route and diminish vertical capabilities. His few drops were a result of thinking about first move before securing the ball. Has some wiggle after the catch, but didn't force as many missed tackles as one might expect. Needs to drop pads as a ball carrier and be more physical as a finisher. Diverse and active as a blocker, but needs to do a better job controlling and maintaining angles once engaged. Left ankle injury as a junior, which required tightrope surgery, sidelining him for 3 games and parts of others. In summary, a 3-year starter at Ohio State, Egbuka worked primarily out of the slot in offensive coordinator Chip Kelly's multiple heavy movement scheme. 81.1% of his 2024 snaps came in the slot. Over his 4 seasons in Columbus, he played next to 4 wide receivers who ultimately became top 20 draft picks. Marvin Harrison Jr., Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave, Jackson Smith and Jigba, and 2 likely future early round draft picks, Jeremiah Smith, Carnell Tate, which made it easy to overlook his offensive impact. But Egbuka finished his career with the most receptions, 205, in Ohio State history, and 2nd in receiving yards, 30 yards behind Michael Jenkins. If you want flashy, skip to another report. If you want savvy, rugged receiver with NFL-ready instincts, Egbuka fits the bill. He skillfully attacks the leverage of the coverage with manipulative pacing and footwork to cleanly exit, enter the break point. Although his targets will be more crowded in the NFL, his tracking skills and hand strength will be valuable assets. Overall, Egbuka, quarterback friendly target, not because he is bigger, stronger, or faster than defenders, but because he understands detailed subtleties to uncover and command one the catch point. Although he can line up outside, he would thrive in a Rashee Rice like slot role where he can expand a play calling menu with his diverse skill set. His grade, 1st to 2nd round.
I was going to say, based on the length of the bio, that was probably going to be the case. I know we had a lot of calls that we missed. I'm sorry we did not get to everybody. We will do this tomorrow. Guys, do we want to produce on the fly? What time do we want to do it tomorrow? Do we just want to tell people now?
We're probably actually going to do that in the first hour of the show tomorrow because it's a big, busy day tomorrow.
First hour of the show tomorrow.
Yeah. Ray says
it's a busy day.
Hour,
yeah. Oh, yeah, Ian Happ.
Ian Happ, we've got the... pre-draft press conference tomorrow. We got a whole bunch of stuff going on tomorrow.
Bears talk tomorrow. Okay, so who's your guy will be in the first hour of the show? That's the 10 o'clock hour. 312-644-6767. You can call us then. I know there's one score all-star we missed today, and I'm sorry about that. Coming up next, it is high noon. Apparently, science decided to question a time-honored rule of life.
That's never good. Also, let's go to the movies or get ready for the movies or do both.
Both. That's next on The Score.